The 27-year-old rapper Vince Staples has toured all over the world, but his home base remains the place where he started out, Long Beach, California.
I don't go to Los Angeles. I don't live in Hollywood. I don't live in Malibu.
Staples has been writing about Long Beach his entire career. Now he has a new self-titled album, and Staples says with it, he decided to write about his life in more detail than ever before. Jenny Gathright of member station WAMU spoke with him about what prompted that shift.
Vince Staples says that growing up, he never heard about his specific neighborhood of North Long Beach in pop culture before he shouted it out on his 2015 single, North North.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach. Northside Long Beach hit the.
It means a lot to me, obviously, for me to kind of do that as a single on a video that, you know, we didn't have a budget for, that we end up paying for out of our pockets. And it costs us, you know, $5,000, and it's the most successful video we've ever had to this day.
That song appeared on his full-length debut, Summertime 06. Staples says the album was about the summer when his youth was stolen from him. Its production style was maximalist, full of noise that evoked danger. Critics who reviewed the album noted its references to gang life, but there were also tender moments where Staples talked about loneliness and struggles with love.
Pick up the phone. Don't leave me alone in this cruel, cruel world.
With music, you know, you're telling your life story if you approach it the way that I approach it, right? And there's only one life story. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't lived several lives.
Staples talks about romantic love on his new album, too. But the relationship with home is at the center of the project.
You know these trips come with baggage, been all across this atlas, but keep coming back to this place because they trapped us. I preach what I practice, these streets all I know, and it's no place like home.
Staples still lives in the area where he grew up, but his relationship with it has changed over time.
When I made Summertime 06, I live on 5th and Temple in East Long Beach, like in the middle of, you know, a disagreement we had with people that lived in that area. Like, music wasn't going to do anything for me at that point in time. I needed to make sure that I was able to, you know, get out of that situation in one piece.
Now, several albums later, Staples' life is different. He's doing photo shoots with GQ and working on a Netflix series. He's made it financially and developed what the critic Timhotep Aku calls a cult following.
He's never had a huge breakout hit on his own. He's never had a platinum album. But yet he is revered by so many different people from different walks of life who are into different types of music.
Staples has never aspired to be super famous. He always just wanted to take care of himself and his family.
I don't care to be the biggest, the best. That's not like that kind of stuff doesn't move me. But I would say that I have a different appreciation for what I've been through and what I've seen and what I've done and how I was able to kind of get through some things.
That appreciation, he says, led to an album where he wrote about his life in more detail than ever before. That's why it's self-titled.
Yeah, whenever I miss those days, visit my crib that lay under the ground, running around, we was them kids that played.
Staples also says he found a new sense of creative freedom on this album. He admits that he felt a bit constrained on some of his other recent work, where he started letting his tour schedule dictate his sound.
Just based on, what's next? Oh, we have this festival, this show, and these tours lined up. All right, make an album for this and this and this. What can I make that will fit within this world?
For example, Staples says playing shows with rock and indie acts like LCD Sound System and Bon Iver is what led him to the sound of his 2017 album, Big Fish Theory, which was influenced by dance and electronic music. But on this new album, the production, by Staples' friend and collaborator Kenny Beats, doesn't compete as much with the lyrics as it could on previous albums. Instead, the words come right to the forefront.
And at this point, I'm not trying to fit within any world.
I could die tonight, show today. I'm finna go get paid on the violent tight, so don't play that you want your grade.
The sound is less experimental and more accessible, which Aku says makes sense for Staples at this point in his career.
People know that he can experiment and do almost anything. It's almost like bringing people back to center to say, all right, now receive me in this way.
Staples says it wasn't necessarily a sense of newfound security that made him feel ready to create on his own terms.
Like, when you live a life to where you can go, you have to watch how you walk outside. That never goes away.
Instead, it was acceptance.
I kind of found my solace in the process, not in anything else.
Staples says he finally got to a place where he realized that while you're here, you might as well make the art you want to make. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gathright.